I come from that slightly post-feminist kind of era of campaigning for equality for women from the 80s, the 70s, the 80s. And back at that time, we had so many International Women's Day events, and it was so important to mark the day, and in fact even extend it like a good birthday into a week. And with the funding cuts that have come through local authorities and so on in this last decade or so, we've seen much less of that, and therefore less of a marking and a recognition that there is not equality for women, and that it is important to mark a day and the value of women and the contribution. You know, we're mothers, we're sisters, we're nurturers, we're important, we matter. And where there is inequality, you have to then push forward and raise the profile of people who suffer from that inequality. Let's just start with gender. As a woman, I think one is less likely to get work, firstly. If you look at the lineup, for example, of the daytime presenters at, say, some BBC local stations, there are no women, and that's quite scary. This is 2014, you know, the days of feminism and gender inequality should be behind us. Come on, women hold up half the sky. Women make up more than 50% of the population, yet we are discriminated against in the jobs market, not just within the media, but including in the media. Then I think that level of discrimination increases as we age. We're quite likely to see, for example, male broadcasters on TV or in radio who are above a certain age, and where the number of women is just decreasing, you know, particularly over 40, over 50, over 60. In fact, I was talking about this with a friend of mine, Vicky Carter, who used to work for BBC World Service. We were talking about this on the way up, and we were basically saying that it seems as though a wealth of experience and life skills and all of that broad-based knowledge and wisdom that you acquire as you get older tends to be appreciated much more in men. And in women, it seems okay for us to retire into the kitchen with an apron on and to do that early. And our skills and life experience don't seem to count for as much as we get older. And it's crazy because we're just like fine wines. We mature with age and we mature wonderfully. And we have so much more to offer as we get older, to be frank. So then what are we saying? Are we saying, is it about a pretty face? Is that what gets you the job? Is that what keeps you in the job? That's kind of not right. So there's also a question about pay, the inequality around pay in terms of the different genders. I would say in my DJ career, I probably have always been paid less than male DJs. I suspect I have been paid less than male presenters, without a shadow of a doubt. And then you have other question marks around background, culture. Frankly, I got fed up with being told constantly to go back to the Asian network. English is my first language, and I was constantly told to go back to the Asian network. Sorry, we have to let you go, Ritu, but shall I put in a good word for you at the Asian network? But English is my first language. Why can't I do other programs? Why am I not asked to do cover work for other programs? So there's lots and lots of equal ops issues, equality issues still at stake that need working on and challenging. One thing I've always said about some of the different types of music industry I've worked in, because I've worked in mainstream music industry, in the record industry, and I've worked in what was a fledgling Asian underground music industry, which was very new and very pioneering in the 90s and so on. And it's always been a source of confusion to me as to why any industry would want to lock out potentially half of the population that could be contributing so many things of value. So if we apply that to broadcasting or media, radio, whatever, why not value and welcome what more than 52% of the population have to contribute? What a waste not to do that. It's something I've touched on before about whether there's truly a welcoming of people from different cultural backgrounds, different nationalities, and there isn't. I mean, if we're talking mainstream media, there isn't. You'll get some people who will challenge what I'm saying. They'll say, oh no, well, what about, you know, Trevor McDonald? He's black, isn't he? You know, or what about Moira Stewart? She's black, isn't she? And but that's the point. They can name two people and they think that's the job done. And also, I do think there's a higher level of discrimination towards people from other backgrounds. So there's been quite a heavy weighting upon black and Asian, black and Asian, black and Asian, black and Asian. And in the UK context, that means South Asian. It means Indian, Pakistani, Bangladeshi, maybe, and African Caribbean. And people from other backgrounds are not included in that. If I look at my Turkish friends or my Greek friends or my friends from China or Singapore or so on and so forth, I don't actually see very many opportunities for them whatsoever, apart from in either pirate stations or their community station, like, say, London Turkish Radio, London Greek Radio, which we have where I live. Nah, there really needs to be an opening up.
Do you see it changing in the future at all?
No. Not within certain organisations or corporations, no. If anything, I think it's been going backwards. And that some media organisations are less inclined to embrace the world now than they were 5-10 years ago.